Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of the Good Dude Podcast. I can say good morning. I don't know what time it is you're listening to this, but it is about 4:40 for me in the morning. So, yay. Super excited. This is about the only time right now, just so everybody is fully aware. I am on my annual tour, which means I'm a reservist in the United States Air Force. And every year we have to do 2 weeks of what they call annual tour, which means 2 weeks of military training, just like the active duty, wearing uniform every day, doing our Air Force jobs or some other skill training where we learn how to be better at what it is that we do. Right now, I get the dubious pleasure of living in a tent for 2 weeks and learning about a lot of our field expedient methods, things like that. But it is a lot of fun. The funny thing is that when you're a reservist, it's almost like this is like a mini vacation, you know, because you get to do all the fun stuff about being in the military that you don't normally get to do. When you're active duty, these kinds of training events are really tedious because this is what you do every day. So when you have to leave your home, get out of your normal routine to come somewhere else and then do the same thing you do at home, it's a little frustrating. But for the reservists, it's really great because we get to play Air Force or Army like they, you know, like the active duty pretends that we don't normally know what we're doing. But, you know, that's honestly true. We typically don't know what we're doing because we don't get to do it all the time. But it is fun. It's neat. You get to see, you know, all the cool stuff that the military's doing and learn new things about your job and prepare to do your job later on. So that's where I'm at right now. I don't ever know if I told you that, you know, I'm Joe Thomas, by the way. I'm the host of the Good Dude Podcast. But I wanted to make sure that I kept it going. It's probably going to be kind of short today because, like I said, it's like 4:45 and I still got to get to the gym and take a shower before reporting at 7. So I don't have a whole lot of time. I did want to kind of talk about some of the little nuances about military training, especially being on orders. So when you're in the field, you want to try to mimic your worst case scenarios. You know, you want to put yourself in a situation to where, okay, this is kind of roughing it, as they say, so that way you're prepared if you have to do it for real. And that means eating MREs. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with the term MRE, so I'll go ahead and explain it to you. MRE stands for meal ready to eat. And it is ready to eat. That is true. The term meal is subjective because the food is, shall we say, interesting? So, for example, last night for dinner, I had chili mac, which is my personal favorite MRE. And it's not terrible. You know, it's certainly edible. It's got some interesting flavor to it, especially because I'm still tasting it right now. So that's fantastic. It just sticks with you. And then you always have these weird additives in the little bag. So it comes in a little brown bag. It's all vacuum sealed and they last forever. So you can take them anywhere. You don't need to keep them cool. They don't go bad. You know, that's why they're so usable for us in the military, is we can just take a crate with us wherever we go and just pop them out and eat them. Each bag has anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 calories. So it could be, you know, sufficient for almost a whole day's worth of food. But man, they're just packed with sodium and all these other things and all these preservatives. So not super nutritious. I mean, you wouldn't want to eat it for a very long time, but you know, you can definitely survive on them. And I think that's the intention, not meant to be, you know, somebody's meal plan trying to get to 5% body fat or anything, but they definitely keep you alive. And that's kind of important. But the weird thing is that they come in with these these crazy little side items. So, you know, they all have these weird names. So it says, you know, on the bag, each one of them is individually packaged. You know, so you have your little chili mac bag that's got everything in it. And then you have another bag that'll say teriyaki beef stick. Don't let your imagination get too far down the road. It's a Slim Jim. but they can't call it a Slim Jim for whatever reason, but that's what it is. It's a teriyaki beef stick. And it's not bad, but it's like any other gas station Slim Jim you would buy. And then they'll have the vegetable crackers, which are, I don't know, some kind of vegetable wheat cracker. They're not good at all. They're basically just something dry for you to munch on so your stomach feels a little bit more full. And you always have some kind of drink powder. Sometimes it's like electrolyte powder like Gatorade. Sometimes it's just like fruit punch or grape or orange or whatever. Sometimes it's these weird milkshakes that are not appetizing, especially when your water is already just warm. But it can be okay. The electrolyte powder is pretty good. And that comes in handy for the other weird thing that happens when you go out to the field that probably doesn't occur to anybody. Then you get you usually have some kind of dessert, and it's always some kind of pound cake or cookie, or sometimes it'll have Skittles, which is, you know, that's kind of a win. You find a bag with Skittles in it, you're like, hit the lottery. Or M&M's. Occasionally you'll have some M&M's. But it is, like, when you start looking at the nutrition facts, I'm tracking my nutrition right now. Shout out to my trainer Andres for I Am Fitting. But he programs my macros, so I'm trying to keep track of them while I'm here, and I'm looking at it, and it's just crazy out of proportion. So it's just a ton of carbohydrates, and, you know, pretty high fat and moderate protein. So, like, I was looking at it, and I'm just way off on my numbers. But it is what it is. You gotta eat. You know, you gotta stay alive. You don't really have the option of saying, oh, well, I'm just going to eat this or that, the other. You just eat what you get. But the other weird thing I was kind of alluding to earlier is the water. So the water we drink here is purified on site, because that's one of our jobs as civil engineering troops, is we process the water for everybody to drink. So we have these machines that clean the water and purify it and all that, and they work spectacularly well. But what they do is they work way too well. So the water is distilled and they use the reverse osmosis process, which means they have absolutely no minerals in them whatsoever. So they do not hydrate you at all. what's the purpose of having water that doesn't hydrate you? I don't know. So you have to drink these electrolyte powders and make sure you're eating enough food so you don't overhydrate, flush your body with of minerals and die. You know, people can die from that, and it's happened before, but I don't understand why we still keep doing it. They can figure out a better way to fix this problem, but, you know, that's how we roll. So all of our potable water, as they say, is just completely distilled water that has no value whatsoever other than being wet. So people will get dehydrated even though they're drinking a lot of water, and it seems really crazy. But as long as you're eating, you're usually okay. So people that decide that they don't want to eat MREs and they're not going to do it, they get themselves into trouble. But other than that, some funny things you may not think are problems. In the Air Force, we have great tents. I mean, they really are. They're well made. They're really well insulated. You know, they're clean. People keep them up. So it's really not a bad place to sleep. Cots are you get used to it, but they're okay. But the tent's nice, and it, like I said, it's well insulated. So even in the summer in Florida, if you got the ECU, the environmental conditioning unit, basically an AC unit. I don't know why they decided to call it an ECU as opposed to an ACU, or I don't know, whatever. Anyway, it's our AC, and you cut that bad boy on, and it is freezing in our tent. It's 95 degrees outside right now at 5 in the morning, and I can't barely stay in my tent because it is so daggum cold. Last night, for example, I slept inside my sleeping bag with my winter cap on and a shirt over my head so my face wouldn't freeze. It was freezing. Oh, but here's the catch. You don't want to turn it down, because if you turn it down during the day, your tent will get super hot. So, yeah, it's not cool. Or it is cool, I guess, you know, whatever. But I'd certainly rather that than just be laying there sleeping or sweating. So I guess that's good. But at the same time, man, nobody wants to wake up and try to put your shoes on when it's freezing cold in the tent. So you get used to everything, but that's certainly some interesting problems. Other than that, it's really not too bad. Our gym is great. Man, they have a better gym here than I think most places, you know, most commercial places do. I mean, they've got a CrossFit gym that's set up. They've got everything. They've got a full, like, regular, you know, bodybuilding gym like LA Fitness or whatever. They've got a huge MWR, which is Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. It's like, has TVs and pool tables and video games and all kinds of stuff. And then just a big picnic area where everybody kind of hangs out and talks. And I think that's the most fun about being here, you know, as a reservist, is you really get to meet the active duty and get to hang out with them and, you know, chat and learn from them, and they get to learn from you. Because that's the other trade-off. So the active duty, they get very tunnel vision, I guess is the best way to put it. They get stuck in their jobs and that's all they know. Whereas the reservist, you know, we all have careers outside of the Air Force. So we have a much different perspective on what we do and how we do it, because we can see it from other directions. And most of us have had many jobs in the Air Force or in the military in general, so we can see it from different angles. Whereas, you know, if you're an Air Force officer and you're in active duty, you do what you do. You don't really do anything else. You don't have that opportunity. You just do your job until you get promoted or until another slot opens up, and then you may do that job. But you're very secluded from the rest of the Air Force. So that's been neat. We get to provide some of that outside look and that civilian kind of concepts, and you know, they're open to that, which is great. And then they get to give us that, you know, day-to-day grind where they know all the stuff that we're being taught, so they can kind of help us figure some of the things out that are a little bit more confusing. What else can I tell you about this spectacular place? It's a great camp. They have a great setup here. It is very much like a deployed environment, you know, and it's a closed site. So if you forgot something, you're just, you know, you're kind of out of luck. There's no running to the store. The gates are locked. Nobody in or nobody out. The instructors get to leave and come because they all live here and they work here, you know, every day. So they are not locked in like we are. And if it's an emergency, you know, we have some student leadership. They can go pick up stuff. So if somebody forgot, like, their boots or something, which did happen, we can go pick them some, go get them some, and make sure that they're ready to train. Because, you know, what's the point of being here if you can't participate? But there's lots of good training events. Today we get to practice putting up a tent, which is also always very exciting. You know, we practice all the things that are associated with our jobs that we usually can't do at home because we don't have the materials or we don't have the time to dedicate to this kind of training. You're usually doing your job as opposed to learning. So it's a great place. And I don't know if I told y'all, we're at Tyndall Air Force Base, which is in Panama City. And and it's a great setup. The instructors here are really good. You know, and I really enjoy military training. I like the way it's structured and I like the way it's laid out. Maybe it's just me personally, and I appreciate that type of teaching environment. But, you know, I don't appreciate it when you have an instructor who's looking to confuse you or trying to get you to miss a few questions so that way they can feel superior. That's not the case at all with these guys. They want you to learn. They want you to be the best at what you do. And I really appreciate that. I think that's definitely the mentality you should have as an instructor, is you should want people to succeed, and that will reflect well upon you as an instructor. Well, anyhow, I'm going to keep this kind of short. Like I said, I got to get in the workout and then get in the shower, because I'm sure I'll be nasty when I walk out of this gym. But I appreciate you guys listening. Sorry for the briefness of this episode. I'm going to be here for a while, so I'll try to make the next one a little bit more structured. But thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please check out my book, Athlete to Christie. It's on, or Providence is either one of those things you look up. It's on Amazon, it's on iBooks. And, if you want, you know, please take a look, download, tell your friends, leave me a review. I really appreciate it. If you like the podcast, you know, leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify, rate it for me. Let me know what you think. If you have some ideas for show ideas, that'd be great. I'd love to hear them. I'm happy to talk about anything that you guys want to listen to. Well, I guess that's all I got. Take care. Bye.